This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. We are coming to you live from Pluckers in Grapevine. So many awesome Tolos stopping by to say hi. It's really fantastic. It means the world to us. Thank you for supporting us and coming up here and grabbing lunch today. We've gotten to meet a lot of different ones, so we're grateful for those opportunities. Don't forget, you got a chance to win $1,000 just by listening to what we're doing right now, by listening to a radio station you already like. When we give you the word of the hour, boy, that's your chance to text that word in and maybe win $1,000. So keep listening. It could happen at any minute. Just added to Fanniversary, Saturday, October 26th from noon to 4 at Texas Live in Arlington. We're obviously, we've told you some of the people that are going to be there. Jalen Smith, Charles Haley, we'll see Craig Ludwig, Ed Belfour, Chris Woodward. Well, Jim Jeffcoat's now going to be there as well, a member of the 100 Sack Club. Jim Jeffcoat in the house.
Wow. Did it. Yep. Incredible.
We did it. We did it. So he'll be there too. And I think the names are just going to keep piling on and being added. Fanniversary is going to be great. Bring your whole family. It's free to park, free to enter. Texas Live, Saturday, October 26th. From noon to 4. Now, one of our biggest traditions on the Thursday heading into the Cowboys weekend is to have Kevin KT Turner bring us KT's Red Band Trailer matchup preview. And here with this week's KT's Red Band matchup trailer preview for the Cowboys-Eagles game on Sunday night is Kevin KT Turner.
Yes, wow. Thank you.
Got it.
Yeah. Who thought it was possible?
Give it up, everyone. Flap those wings, you know what I'm saying? What?
The finest talk show host in Dallas. Oh.
Thank you, Angelo. So we've talked a lot about getting off to a good start. And I'm one who always thinks the Cowboys could do a better job getting off to a good start. Mm-hmm. And I think it's going to be huge for obvious reasons. But also on the Eagles' end, get this, guys. They've allowed the fourth most scoring drives in the first quarter since the beginning of last season. Fourth most. The Eagles give up the booty in the first quarter.
Okay.
So go get it.
Yeah, I like this. This is an opportunity is what you're telling me.
They have the third least scoring drives in the first quarter since the beginning of last season. The Eagles are not fast starters themselves. Hmm. What I'm basically saying is they dig themselves in the holes a lot like the Cowboys have. Take advantage of it, guys. It's time for you to go do something.
In the games I've watched of the games I've watched of theirs this year, they've done that.
Yeah.
I mean, look at how they started off the season against Washington.
No, absolutely.
What a butthole team that is.
It's bad. Now, we've talked a lot about how they can't cover. It's going to be huge. Who's healthy for them? If we were ranking the players they need to play, Ronald Darby would come in at the top. He's a cornerback.
Right.
But also Jalen Mills, two guys who have experience. Otherwise, they're just running out there, guys who they took a guy, if you guys remember the cornerback Sidney Jones from a couple years at Washington, and he tore his Achilles.
Oh, yeah.
And they drafted him anyways in the second round. And he's been getting torched. So it's like, okay, they need these guys to play. Unless the Cowboys can throw. The Eagles are second in the league in rush defense. They're 29th in the league in pass defense. The key to beating them is very clear. You can throw it on them.
Yeah.
But it helps if you're running the ball. It sucks that you don't have protection. This to me, and it's easy to say this coming off a three-game losing streak, and that's not lost on me. But I don't want to have another Monday when we're going – same old BS. They didn't make the proper adjustments. They know what the Eagles are going to do.
Can I throw something out there right quick since Cooper is out? You guys remember the audio we played in preseason when we were out in Oxnard where Gallup was talking about the difference is that every receiver now is running every route? Is the Eagles are preparing for this week, I would put Gallup out there in routes that he hasn't ran all year long. I would want Philadelphia to never have any idea what we're going to do with him. And I know he's coming off of a week with three drops. That makes me want to throw it to him even all the more. I think we believe in that player.
Yeah.
I think he's primed for a big bounce back game. I think their defense is incredibly suspect. I would utilize Gallup in as many different ways and ways in which Philly hasn't seen anything on tape yet. I would roll out the Gallup parade.
Absolutely. I don't think you have a choice. You've got really nothing else. So he has to be your 1, 2, and 3 receiver. I mean, I don't have any confidence that Tavon Austin can be healthy after being tackled. I mean, that's very possible.
He did get used a lot last week.
It's very possible he's going to break at any moment.
Yeah.
So, really, that's it. KT, I like your idea about trying to get Tony Pollard involved. That's a weapon who has obviously been way underutilized. I'm with you on that, Skin. They need to get the ball to Gallup a lot. But if you're the Eagles, that's the one guy you have to worry about.
That's why I don't want to use him in any way that they've seen yet, because they're going to load up on him in blitz.
Yeah.
That's what they're going to do. Well, I mean, every Eagles game I've watched, they just blitz the whole time.
And the Cowboys will probably try to get Tavon involved if Cobb can't play. They'll try to get Devin Smith the ball on the outside, things like that. And I also, you know, I want to mention what happened in Week 5 when the Cowboys lost to the Packers. Again, Aaron Rodgers only completed 4 passes to wide receivers. They were throwing it to the running back. Now, they were running all over them. That helps. But they were throwing it to running backs and tight ends. Okay, that's how they got through that game. Because number 1 wide receiver went down, number 2 wide receiver went down. Well, Cowboys are without 2 of their top guys here. Well, you use the other guys on your roster. Jarwin's on your team for a reason. You can use him. Tony Pollard, why'd you draft him if you're not going to use him? Mm-hmm. Use him. He's there for you. And this kind of goes to where I want to go with the Eagles offensively. Miles Sanders, they drafted in the 2nd round from Penn State, has a little bit of a fumbling problem. He's a fumbler in college, but I really liked him. He's averaging 17 yards per catch this year on a small sample size, but he's averaging 17 yards per catch. He is their one big play guy, aside from DeSean Jackson. DeSean Jackson's still fast and their only element of team speed. Miles Sanders is a big play guy. Why can't Tony Pollard do things like that? Make the defense account for those other guys.
This is what I wonder is what is going on between the personnel department and the game plan department. Like, at some point along between who picks the talent and who decides how they're going to utilize talent, is there a disconnect? Because somebody decided, hey, we need Tony Pollard. Let's go get Tony Pollard. Let's use him like Alvin Kamara. This is going to be great for the offense. It's going to be great for Dak. It's going to be great for Zeke. Lessen the burden a little bit. Here's another weapon we can incorporate and be creative. And then when it comes time to using him, they just don't.
Well, this is what's confusing, because the narrative is that Kellen Moore is in charge and making the calls. The other narrative is that Tony Pollard was his pick. He's the one that wanted Pollard. He's the one that thought he would be a dynamic weapon for this team. So why aren't we seeing him utilized?
The rumor was that they had Mike Weber graded higher than Tony Pollard. They took Pollard in the 4th and Weber in the 7th. Now, I don't know if that's true or not, but that was a rumor.
The scouts,
yeah.
Yeah, but you heard the same things about Kellen Moore and Pollard, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
That was his pick.
A little thing, have a little fun.
Go give me that guy.
What's a cool toy, that type of thing. But I think, considering that we're playing the Eagles, I want to make a quick note about this being a Sunday night game. Now, we do want you guys listening to the radio, 105.3 The Fan. You can listen to the game. Pre-game show is going to be great. That'll get going or in the 5 o'clock area, right around there, right? Maybe a little 4 o'clock area, because it's a 7:20 kickoff or whatever. But on the TV broadcast, you will have Al Michaels and Chris Collinsworth. And I just hope we don't have a moment like this for Brett Maher, because Maher needs a good 2 for 2. He needs 100% night across the board. No misses anymore, Maher. I don't want him having a moment like this, Chippy.
That wasn't a doink. That was a dong.
If we're hearing that on Sunday night, I think that's a bad plan for what's happening. I think it's just a bad thing if we get that from Maher, so keep that in mind.
Why, did we ever get to the bottom of what Al Michaels was doing there?
We did not.
What do you think? What?
Yeah, I think he is vocalizing how uncomfortable he is if there's an unexpected dong.
Okay.
Because if you're like
he's pointing at it?
No, like it's like
that was a dong.
It's his internal fear. Like he's like, ooh, I don't want no part of that. Like, listen to it. Yeah, it's like if you're at his Thanksgiving and someone just whips one out, this is what he does.
Wait, why would someone whip it out at Thanksgiving?
I'm not saying they would, Kevin, but for science, we have to have this conversation.
I've been to some weird Thanksgivings, but it almost sounds like an apathetic ghost trying to scare someone, but they're not into it.
I can't wait to Uncle Doug and Aunt Connie from North Carolina come for this year's Thanksgiving.
So Aunt Connie always comes for Thanksgiving, KT.
So a couple years ago.
She's thankful. For the turkey.
Guys.
This
She doesn't always come. It's once every 5 years or so.
Oh, my God.
We see Aunt Connie come to town.
Sucks for her.
What?
She doesn't get here often.
She'd like to see her family.
Yeah,
it's
better
that way. Family,
bro. Yep.
So, Cowboys-Eagles, and at the core of it, hey, we can talk sports and break down numbers. We
can you?
Kick ass.
Chop
Let's
it
do it
up
next.
And Dak versus Wentz and who needs to step up and injuries. And you know, we can do it all day long. But I think at the core, this is a heated rivalry, fellas. It's a heated rivalry. And it reminded me of a time 2 years ago when our station got crossways with our sister station on the same company, WIP, in Philadelphia. So I thought I would provide you guys some context to some of the great drops that we've had over the years.
Okay. Oh, great.
Starting with this. This is how it kind of started. As like, you know, we had Cataldi on. Cataldi talked over us. We cut him off. And then wars went back and forth. And even Sean and RJ were popping in. And everyone was taking shots at each other. And it got real... Yeah, it got real uncivilized, if we're being honest. It was a very Lord of the Flies routine everyone was doing.
Was Josh Ennis on WIP at some point?
Probably.
Okay.
But don't mention him. He's not a thing.
Just bringing the racism to the party.
He is just an ass. Now, cut one here is going to be Cataldi in the morning show. My friends at WIP, the morning show.
Yeah.
Making fun of the Ben and Skin show.
Oh, I like this.
And Dak Prescott revealed on Tuesday on the Ben and Skin show. They're making fun of me. What game is Skin? Skin? Anyway.
Okay.
Pretty
That's
good joke.
So hey, here's the wit involved.
Pretty good
he's
joke.
He's a connoisseur of high-level wit. So the joke he constructed is, what kind of name is Skin?
Right.
And that's the joke.
Okay, so it kind of started there. Now, this is a clip where they had gone after the morning show a little bit. And for some reason, like, Sean and RJ's name are on the show. That's like if someone wanted to come after me, and it's the Ben and Skin show. Like, no one's going to really drive
Don't
out of the way to hit
it,
me with
Kevin.
A car.
Yeah,
I know. Like, my name's not on the show.
Yeah, for good reason.
For good reason.
It never will be.
It never will be. And I've come to accept those terms, okay? It's
you
fine.
Do you mind if I high-five Skin right now?
Woo-hoo! I have had deep corporate meetings about that very thing.
In
like,
your face.
On the 1053thefan.com website, the Ben and Skin show. And there's Ben and Skin.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the Sean and RJ show, everyone. You got all of them.
Yeah, that's our contract.
Troy.
We didn't want that.
Those pictures were taken when it was called New School.
I don't know if that's true. Well, they have a guy on their show a couple years ago who wanted to go after Roy, qualifying Roy as the music guy. And I'm just telling you, Roy's come to me a million times. I don't know how you keep up with all these new bands and stuff. I don't know how you keep up with all the music. I thought this was funny, and in the end, you'll see the context of one of our favorite drops.
I found Roy's bio, by the way. The music guy, Roy, his bio says that he considers himself a veteran gamer. All right, hold on. An expert.
It's called nerd.
Yeah. Hold on. Expert.
All right.
Fantasy sport player.
Wow.
We shouldn't mess with this
From
guy.
From Dallas. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of good stuff there.
Oh, that's what
They're making fun of me.
That's a lot of good stuff there.
And then he high-fived that British
baby. That's a lot of good stuff there.
Now, you might be saying, KT, there's probably better ways to spend your Tuesday night than going back 3 years in the archive and finding what happened when you guys were reviewing WIP audio. But I thought that was fun because I had forgotten the context of that whole thing. They kill Roy for in his bio, and I want to see if Roy changed his Twitter bio now. Okay, because
that was his Twitter bio?
He says
he's not making the most of the platform.
Member of Sean and RJ, 5:30 to 10 on the Fan. Purveyor of comedy.
Okay.
Artist of intros and parodies. Hated by haters. Lover of Tolos.
He should also add, that's a lot of good stuff
that's
right there.
That's a lot of good stuff there. So they took a little shot at Roy, I thought was interesting. Lastly, I think my favorite moment in this Red Band trailer as we sum it up, and by the way, I'm picking the Eagles 23-20. They took a call from Darren. Now, we've been a little back and forth. We've done it for years. Oh, the Italian meatball guy. Ooh, you know, we make fun of their accent, all that stuff. The caller, Darren, is trying to play the sensitive card, and he is mad that we at the Fan in Dallas would make fun of Angelo Cataldi's Italian heritage.
This is my favorite drop in the history of the station.
How you doing, Darren?
Real well, thank you. I'm a little upset because I'm Italian also, and this is getting to me. But what they don't understand is that Carson Wentz's coach, his quarterback coach, is Italian.
John DiFilippo.
And that's why.
Isn't RJ Italian?
That everything that comes out of their mouths is ridiculous.
I mean,
I'm born and raised in South Philadelphia, grew up from the Vet, and how dare they come at our ethnicity?
Why? How can that guy be that drunk in the morning?
How dare they come at our ethnicity?
Do you know how much red wine you have to drink to be talking like that at 9 a.m.?
Hey, I'm so butthurt. I got to name another Italian guy that's on their team. The coach, John DiFilippo. And he needs to be fired, but he's Italian, so I feel for him.
Isn't
how
RJ Italian?
They?
I think Choppy's short for Chopparelli or something.
It's so great. I had so much fun re-listening to that, so I thought that would kind of get us ready for Cowboys-Eagles. Again, my final prediction here, Eagles 23,
I like that.
Cowboys 20. I wish I could pick the Cowboys, but I can't. And if you're going to boo me for that, don't call me a homer on Sunday when I make excuses for them.
Well, I think you did great work there, Kevin. I'm really, really proud. All right, so Ben and Skin Show, 105.3, The Fan.
You know.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.